with Northern Michigan against Lake State this past weekend.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts us. It just doesn't help us. It's neutral. It'd be a neutral opportunity. You don't have that opportunity to gain inter-conference points, pairwise points by you know, common opponent type things like that. So, because you're already playing Lake State and Northern, already playing each other during the year, so you're not getting, you're not getting another in. You know, it could hurt. I mean, it doesn't help. You know what I mean? It could help you, but it also could hurt you if you play non-conference and lose both games. Mm-hmm. Hurt the non-conference, so it goes both ways.
Yeah, the pairings don't look at it any differently than if it was a league game. I mean, it's two teams playing each other. They just happen to be in the same league.
Yeah, and the thing is you're not playing outside competition. It's much better to beat outside competition,
right,
and have league dominance over another league and other teams, because that helps, because it comes down to common opponents and things like that.
Here's the next question for you, Coach. We are being outshot badly now. When we score on 25% of our shots, as we did this weekend, it doesn't matter. But has the emphasis changed from throwing stuff at the net just to get quality shots on goal? Let me make sure I got this right. Has the emphasis changed from throwing stuff at the net to making sure when you're shooting, you're getting quality shots?
No, the emphasis hasn't changed. We're playing good hockey teams. You know, if you pull up the stats from last year when we went and played two games at Duluth to start the year, and then the non-conference games we played early, that you're going to see an absolute domination by Duluth over us in the two games where they beat us up pretty good down there last year. So we're playing good hockey teams. You're looking at a young defense molding. So the emphasis has not changed. No.
Next question, Coach. In no way being critical, but are we having any defensive breakdowns? And if so, can they be pretty easily fixed?
I think we're doing a pretty good job. We got our scoring chances against Union down to 15. I'll do the Duluth chances, but I think we played better against Duluth than we played against Union for the 60 minutes in the hockey game. So, again, we're playing good hockey teams. That was the fifth or sixth ranked team in the country, and I saw Union anywhere from 8 to 16. I think I saw one poll 8, one 13, and one 16. So, our guys are learning. We're learning. We're playing a lot of young guys, and we have a lot of veteran players that don't have a ton of minutes playing. So we're continuing to work on it. We're continuing to get better, but it's a work in progress for sure.
Next question: during the UMD power play, when Munson lost his stick, is it worth the risk for a defenseman to take 2 to 3 seconds to just go and flat out go get it and bring it back over to you?
On the penalty kill, it's one thing. I think the first thing you want to do is get him a stick and then work it from there if you have an opportunity to grab it. But the puck worked away from where that stick was. The stick was in one corner. Puck was in the other side. So you don't want to turn it into a 5-on-3 against. You'd want to give him a stick as best you can. And then if the puck changes sides, pick up a stick and toss it over to the net and change it back.
How much of the future non-conference schedule has been set, Coach, and or when will Joe have an influence on who we schedule in non-conference play?
Next year is set. We're playing I know that we're playing non-conference Duluth here early, and I know that we're playing we're going to Clarkson right now tentatively in November. That I think a hunt opening weekend of hunting season, something like that, is what we're talking about right now. And I don't recall, we have the July obviously, but next year's set and we're working. I know we have Duluth committed, or I'm sorry, Notre Dame committed for a few years out on a series. So we've got some things lined up.
Coach, what is the biggest surprise or challenge for you in the new role as head coach?
You know, I don't feel it's changed that much, except for just time constraints on, managing time. And but Mel had me so involved in things, and I'm so thankful to him for that, it hasn't changed that much, my relationship. You know, the toughest thing is putting the lineup up. And as an assistant coach, you're talking to the guys and you're building them up. As the head coach, you go into that pregame meal on the road after you put the lineup up and they know who's playing. And you get that feeling where the veteran guys, or the guys that are in the lineup, don't want to feel like they're sucking up. So, you feel uncomfortable sitting with them at the table. And then the guys that are out of the lineup don't want to be anywhere around you. So when you're assistant coach, they want to be around you, and they want to, they're trying to sell their case and do things like that. So, and that's I know it's that's the hardest thing. That's the hardest thing. So,
all right. One more. Do we have one more question in here? I think we do right now. Oh, is there a bus? Do you know, Coach, if there is a bus heading down to the Sioux this weekend?
I don't know that.
Okay, we'll try to see if anybody else does. I know there's a lot of people excited to head down to the Sioux. We'll talk about that Lake State weekend against former assistant Damon Witten and the Lakers going on Friday and Saturday night. We'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93 if you're not heading down there. Lots more to come on the Joe Schaan Hour. Stay tuned.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey there, Husky fans. This is Sully from the Campus Store. The Michigan Tech Campus Store is located in the Memorial Union Building on the Michigan Tech campus. And University Images is located in the Student Development Complex at the top of McGinnis Drive. They are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages directly from either store for out-of-town friends and family. Stop by the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu. for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Keweenaw Automotive, across from Walmart in Houghton, is the one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. From their impressive lineup of pre-owned vehicles, state-of-the-art service facility, and the lowest tire prices you'll find anywhere, Keweenaw Automotive has you covered. A locally owned, family-owned business for over 31 years. You're sure to get the service you deserve from the good folks at Keweenaw Automotive. Follow their Facebook page for new inventory, tire specials, and other exciting giveaway promotions. You can also find them online at KeweenawAutomotive.com or by phone at 482-7988.
The Khalifa Cafe, Quincy Street in Hancock, has been serving great food for generations, 7 days a week, with homestyle service and huge portions. They have a tasty menu for everyone, with all homemade food, including pasties, soups, hot and cold sandwiches, Italian cuisine, pizza, breakfast served all day, and the best coffee around. Enjoy a Sunday turkey dinner with all the fixings for only $9.95, as well as daily lunch and dinner specials. Hours at the Khalifa Cafe, 7 till 9, Monday through Saturday, and Sundays, 8 till 9.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Reminga knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology, cutting edge. Experience, over 28 years. Results, game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Another question for you, Coach, coming in. What are the similarities or differences with your philosophy and what you learned under Walt at Northern Michigan University?
Under Walt at Northern. Walt was much more cautious as a coach than I am, much more pro-centered, where the defense played defense, forwards played forward. We had a trap-type system there. We're here at Tech. We and a man-for-man defensive system. And we're here, we do more like when I coached as a head coach, we do more, that's the swarm-type defense, 1-3-1 type, neutral zone type stuff, more, a little bit more aggressive on the forecheck and a little more possession-type game. So there are a lot of differences, but working with Walt was Walt is an unbelievable manager of people. Unbelievable. Like he just has a gravitational pull that people have to him. And anybody that knows him will know exactly what I'm saying. Like he can walk into a rink with that red and black checkered cap or coat and a red hunter's orange hat, and everybody still flocks to him. He's just a great guy that cares about people. He's been through a lot in his life personally that he cares about people. So what I learned from him, is something that's really important right now, that you have to care about your people, because, I'll tell you a tough thing that you go through. This is, and I'm looking for no pity, but you have guys that want to play. Everybody wants to play, and I'm probably beating up time here, but guys want to play. And so they'll ask you, Coach, and you want to be available to them. Coach, what do I have to do to play? I'm doing everything you're asking me. And you know what? They are. It's a heart. I mean, if your heart doesn't go out and you don't try to do everything you can to help these guys out that are both in and out of the lineup, you're in the wrong business, because it's hard to, the dynamic of coaching is getting people to accept and but not accept their role to go along with the good of the team where it sacrifices their personal.